Egypt's protests have been full of people chanting slogans for and against the government. So far, though, there haven't been reports of any Egyptian protest songs. Around the world, songs have long been a staple of protest movements, from Bob Dylan and Blowing in the Wind through to those of the Cuban Revolution. But what about here in Britain? After all, we're living through tough economic times. We've been fighting a war in Afghanistan. You might have thought it would be a boom time for new protest music. And yet, there's little evidence of this. Last night, one veteran of protest music was back on stage at the Tabernacle in London. In the 1970s, Tom Robinson caused a huge fuss with his most famous piece, Sing If You're Glad to Be Gay. The World Tonight's Paul Moss went to the concert to ask people why there are no modern-day Tom Robinsons breaking through now.
Too bad for the Great Revolution. This is as far as we get.
It's 35 years since his first album came out, and the audience were clearly 35 years older. There was more grey hair among them than punk rock hair, more paunches than leather jackets. But on stage, Tom Robinson had lost none of his youthful passion as he belted out those anthems of political protest. They were songs about prejudice, about racism, sexism, and, daring for its time, Tom Robinson famously sang about being gay. So I asked him, looking back on that period, what did he think the music achieved?
I think the value of politically based songs is as a tonic for the troops. What happened is that people out in the cities around the country were appalled at the racism that they saw, or they encountered at work, or among their classmates, or from their parents. And if they could turn up at a concert in their town and find 2,000 other people there who believe the same thing, singing along with this band on the stage, it makes you go, yeah, you're not alone. That is wrong. This stuff is wrong. And we should do something about it.
Which does leave open the question of where the bands are for politically minded audiences to sing along to today. Tom Robinson acknowledges that protest music just doesn't have the same prominence it once did.
The role of music in people's lives and in society is quite different now. 35 years ago, pop music was a kind of bush telegraph by which culture was spread. It was the means by which each generation kind of defined itself and set its own values. That's no longer the case. Music is just content. It's something you hear in a lift. It's something that accompanies a video game that you're playing. So music doesn't have the same function.
It's hard to remember just how different things were. In the 70s and 80s, even a mainstream pop band like The Specials could sing a song about urban decay and alienated youth and still get to number one in the charts. This star is coming like a ghost town. The writer Rhianne Jones has chronicled the decline of political music in Britain in her recently published book Clampdown. She dates it back to the 1990s and the advent of bands like Oasis and Blur, which became known collectively as Britpop.
What was promoted through Britpop and Cool Britannia was very much about short-term hedonism, very celebratory, very self-satisfied. It did seem to squeeze out anyone who wasn't satisfied with the current status quo. The idea of being a political musician, being earnestly, sincerely politically engaged just became very uncool, very unfashionable.
Enthusiasm for protest music does survive, though, and sometimes in what might seem like the most unlikely places. In his office at the House of Commons, the Conservative MP Greg Knight took me through some of the drum licks he performs in his own rock and roll band.
Most pop songs have a fill-in which is either of triplets or a single-stroke roll.
Greg Knight's taste for protest songs includes Bob Dylan and the more political work of Marvin Gaye. And, yes, he says, there is room for more of that today.
If a song can engage people, if it can make them question their own beliefs and either decide that, yes, they agree with the theme of the song or no, they don't, then that is probably a good thing, because we have far too few people voting in elections in this country. And any art form which can raise awareness of issues of the day, I think, is a good thing.
You're a Conservative MP, your party's in power at the moment. How would you feel if there was a new wave of protest music and everyone was singing against all the stuff that your government's doing. I mean, songs against the cutbacks.
Well, it depends if they were good songs or not. I may be a conservative, but I'm not a killjoy. If people want to put their thoughts to music, I applaud them for so doing.
Back at the Tom Robinson concert, I asked members of the audience what they thought. Why there were no young musicians today like Tom Robinson had been, winning mass audiences for songs of protest.
Nowadays it seems to me that the music industry itself is so much more conservative. People are really concerned about the cash in now rather than the soul and the heart of things.
I think music like this is still relevant today because there's so many issues that people could be singing about. And I don't know, it worries me about young people today. It makes me sound very old, but it worries me that young people just seem to be not protesting but accepting too much.
Well, I found someone here who's actually 25 years old, so let me ask you, why is it that your generation isn't singing protest music, none that we certainly get to hear about?
We don't speak out enough. When we do, I don't think song is where they want to speak out. You can see by the riots that people react violently, or I don't think we're sophisticated enough to express what our views and opinions in song.
It was the obvious climax to the concert. Tom Robinson singing Glad to Be Gay, the song that made him so famous, indeed so notorious. But 35 years later, he has no plans to retire. And with no young protest singers winning this kind of audience, it looks like Tom Robinson will be in demand for some more years to come.
Paul Moss reporting. You're listening to The World Tonight with Ritula Shah.